Welcome to Rusak Gamers. Hey guys, welcome back to Rusak Gamers Podcast. It's Chapter 8 tonight and the start of a brand new maneuver. Don't forget to follow our game at www.obsidianportal.com/campaigns/harbinger-s-rock. Please take the time to add us to your favorites. You can email me at roy@rusakgamers.com. Or you can join or start a conversation in our Rusak Gamers forum at rpgcrosstalk.web.com. You can now call us at the SAC line at 502-4141-RU. That's 502-414-1766. Enjoy the show, guys.
Did you change it?
No. We're just going to go with it now.
Pass the black market. We get the black market on our side, then we get all the faction points.
Are we up
so
and running?
We are now recording.
Yeah, I'm gonna have this like.
And our new player is.
Why are you laughing to me?
We're laughing near you.
Yeah, we're laughing near you, around you, but not at you.
We're not laughing to you. We're laughing about.
No, you're not.
Just a little bit.
Can you say welcome to Rusak Gamers?
Okay,
he
so
can't do it. He's too
low. Yeah, he's seized up.
He can't do it. He's too little.
He's got blinkers on. Just in time for the big horse race.
Blinders.
Blinders, not blinkers.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Roy.
We don't want him to.
Doug.
Joe.
I'm Todd. Sorry.
With a mouthful of pie.
No.
I only got one die.
Wow, we went explicit early tonight, didn't we?
Ooh. Mouthful of pie.
Okay.
Okay, welcome to the game.
It's going to be one of those games.
Funnier in my head.
Beginning a new maneuver, and as the GM, I've already chosen the maneuver for the Valen side of the world, which I should do prior to listening to any judgment calls on your guys' side.
I don't know if we were on when Doug mentioned it, but Doug said that we can get a faction on our side. And included the crime lords in that. I mean, if that's the case, or the crime syndicate, or what do you call our
the family,
in on this, or which is a fine idea. I would like to have more firepower, but I think at this point in where we are, they may be more helpful than not. And the Kerner faction, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Are the Kerner faction?
Are they one of our factions?
Yeah.
And the Psychologist Foundation, I'd love to get them involved, but I don't see a point at this. I don't see a way to get them in right now.
The Psychologist Foundation, so, Organized Crime, the Kern, and the Imperial Bureaucracy. Those are.
Imperial bureaucracy would be good. The
I mean, if they're doing a security screening, don't they have some kind of indication of?
Well, no. I mean, we're talking about actually getting them involved. I think as a matter of we're citing for like a meta plot, meta rules. This is the faction that we're going to bring into our side, right?
Great. I think it's set up perfectly to bring them in. They're scanning.
Oh, are you talking about the psychologist, or are we talking about Kern?
I'm talking about the psychologist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're scanning. What if they found a big enough threat or a number of threats big enough to say, hey, we got to maybe bring in more, you know?
Well, the two that we've got, though, are like Barney and Goober. We need
Yeah, I don't think we employed assess correctly before.
Really? How so?
Because we didn't assess the enemy.
Well, I think that was part of it. I mean,
I tried to. You guys went off in Never Never Land.
What? You were trying to kill the Kern.
No.
I was trying to assess the enemy. Your whole deal was exterminating the Kern and keeping them.
Go back and listen to it. My whole deal was trying to find out where the problem was in security and how the worm got on the planet.
Go back and listen to it.
Yeah. Go back and listen to it.
Can't
argue that.
Like a planter.
I love that. That's good.
Like a plant.
Like any of you people ever listen to the podcast.
I've started listening to them.
I listened to the first one.
I got to try listening to it.
The one that I recorded that was 4 minutes long?
I guess. No. Yeah, I started listening to it. Then it ended. I need to try it on my phone because the way, for some reason on my previous phone, I was listening to it every time I stopped it or paused it. It always took me right back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. And for a two-hour podcast, recording.
Because when you close the app, it forgot it.
Yeah.
No. I'd pause it, mm-hmm. and it would start again. And I use this all the time to listen to MP3s. It's the only time it's ever happened. I would try to fast forward. I put my little finger on it and drag the thing across to about where I was so I could listen to it again, and no good. So I haven't tried on this phone. We'll find out. Hopefully it'll work.
Jeff has a new phone.
This episode is brought to you by Droid. Okay. So you think we played the SAS wrong.
Yeah.
Roy. So what do we need to do anything different? Should we just play it as it lies and move on, or
play it as it lies?
Do we get the assess? On. Do we get the assess and move on, or
yes,
we pick other things up?
Yes.
So we've got the prerequisite assess. Yeah. So which faction do we want to bring in? I'm not going to be your opinion. So.
Well, I was thinking,
what maneuver are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, what?
I forget the name of it. It's the one where you go out and you get a faction. Is there? What page is it?
416 is where it starts.
Yeah. Pretty much, you can pick anything.
Well, yeah. But that doesn't, because you can pick in anything doesn't mean you should.
Oh, I understand. I'm just saying it, you're not limited like you were the first time.
So what you're trying to do is you're trying to get us killed.
Well, of course.
Okay.
That's my goal.
I just
want
it.
How about
the table?
The flak maneuver uses an aggressive defense. That's not good. Gambit is a special attack when your side risks some of its disposition in order to gain an advantage. Go to ground maneuver, you attempt to protect your assets. Your side hides, goes underground, or stays quietly behind the scenes until pulled down. That's inundate. Inundate is an all-out attack.
Take action.
Take action.
425. If you assess the faction in the previous maneuver, take action may be used to attack or co-op the faction.
So you can assess any faction.
Right.
But we were assessing them,
I guess.
I think we were actually assessing the factions.
Oh, yeah, we did say assess the faction.
Not necessarily the opponent.
But before we can take action, can we assess?
So we couldn't use any of these where we used assess the Balin. We could only use it where we assess the factions.
Yeah, and I would say at this point, you can take action to activate the Kern without any question, because the Kern dominated the first maneuver. There's no doubt about that. You can assess the opposition as far as the Valen goes, just because that's a natural course of things. But at this point, you can also use it for the organized crime. But I think imperial bureaucracy, definitely not. Maybe you could have an argument for the psychologist, but current and the organized crime would be no brainers.
I would think it makes more sense. From the way we played last time and the way everything was sort of evolved, it all seemed to be about the Kern, and now we take the Kern, and considering what's going on, and if we want to take them and use them, our action should be to mobilize the Kern on the planet, turn them into a fighting force.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like the next logical step from where we were. I mean, because the question is, if we're going to assess and we're going to take action, or have them take action, what's the action we're going to have them take specifically? I'm not saying it's impossible.
Take action means that we are taking the action of attacking the faction, getting them on our side, attacking the Valen.
Right. Well, what do we want to do though? I mean, what do we want the crime lord to do? I mean, in this, if we say.
We need to be specific.
At the end of the last game,
mm-hmm.
Where we stood, it seemed we had gotten the Kern. We had come to a standstill between us and the powers that be. And you've come over to agree with the fact that there's something wrong in Bismarck or Denmark.
Denmark.
Dakota? Or Bismarck. Anyway. That'd be Jeff at RusakGames.com.
Get you one of them.
I don't know.
Cost you $2.
I do not want. I have enough email. So it would seem that the that's my
train of thought. I agree. Let's go for the
now. Where do we leave off last
time?
And what happened since? I think there's an interlude that the GM gets to say. In the meantime,
that's what happens
between this and this.
That's what we did towards the end.
He did
okay.
It at the end.
Okay. So I think what we need to do is. We need to work on.
I remember
going
some overtones with the Queen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Get
screwed again.
Well, remember that the
you didn't get screwed.
Yeah. New election. Vox is weak.
Yeah.
The new candidate is more militant and stronger and better.
Right.
Oh, well, well, Jason, I think, is a little more screwed than we are. By the way, Jason's not here for personal reasons. Hopefully, he'll be back next time.
He's cooling his heels in the jail.
That's right. So that's where he is going.
I think we're going to have a hard time getting the Kern mobilized and wanting to fight something without bringing to light what it is they're fighting.
Well, we already know that Valen. We already know that they found Valen.
No, well, they're fired up about the worm. That's why they were trained.
Kill them. We also know that's why they're being trained. They also know, and it can be spread, and they can be told that the powers that be are trying to not only replace them with a program, but also, by the way, possibly exterminate them if it's convenient.
And the Hammerlord stood up for
them. And the Hammerlord stood up for them. And on your side, the benefit is we help out the Kern by, because it screws your system.
Mm-hmm.
In a,
sure.
Pardon the choice of words. It works against your system. Who is your enemy? So, that's kind of where...
I'm all for it.
Cool. I mean, I don't... Do you have any thoughts on this? Did you bring a character?
Yes.
Okay. So what we need to do is prop up Vox. We need to prop up Vox so that he's not replaced, because he's on our side. And we need to fire up the Kern to get the training back in the hands of the Hammerlord instead of the Anvil Lord.
Right.
I say revolution. Free the Kern.
Okay. So well, I'm just thinking about my beliefs and what I want to try to accomplish.
Oh, well, we got to change beliefs, don't we?
You can if you want to.
This is your only opportunity.
No. My reading more about beliefs and what he says in there. If you want to change your belief, change it. If you want to change a mental maneuver, change it. Change your belief. As long as you're not trying to duck out of something.
Right. Avoid something.
Yeah.
Or if he has something planned or somebody comes at you and you go, well, I'm going to change the belief between games or something.
Right.
Right.
Right. But, yeah, no, if you want to change your belief, you can change your belief, you know, every time we start the game. I don't have a problem with it. As long as it's justified, as long as you can sit there and go, you know, I'm changing my belief and this is why. Mm-hmm. You know, especially if it's a radical.
Okay, so what... So we're going to do the take action maneuver. And according to what I read there, you need to be specific. When using this maneuver, it is imperative to make your explicit. For example, I am taking action against the Valence cell. We're raiding it. Or I'm taking action against the military governor. I'm going to kidnap him.
Okay, so what are we going to do with it? So what are we going to do with the Kern switches? What is our specific action for the Kern? We want to arm the Kern.
We need to solidify Vox's power base.
Well, that's one action. I mean, that's sort of like one thing. I mean, but I think, yeah, solidify his action. Solidify his
power. Because if he gets replaced, then the stooge that comes in, we have to start over with.
Right.
Well, that could be what we do.
And we're comfortable with this stooge.
Right. The stooge is on our side.
That's right.
Happy to see you.
Glad to be here.
Well, I mean, solidifying Vox is one of the things we can do to further the overall goal. I mean, what are we going to do here? That's not quite clear on.
Well, I think if Vox is in power and stays in power, then he's going to push for not just arming, but organization. He doesn't just want an unorganized bunch of rebels. I mean, he wants to maybe, you know, incorporate in with the pre-existing military that the Hammerlord maybe.
Well done.
If he keeps that up for Pedro.
We'll call it parody.
Well, here's what I think. We, for this maneuver, our goal is to force Prime to recognize Vox as the sole representative of the Kern, and to force Prime to put me back in charge of the training. That way we control it.
Let me check myself here. My skills.
You got skills?
I got skills. Oh, I wish Jason was here. I think Jason's got more.
I think he does.
I have law.
Do you have law?
Yeah.
Do you have Imperial law?
He could.
Well, I had it, but then we decided that it was useless, so I took law merchant.
That'll work. What if?
I wanted the law of Harbinger, and it was merchant law.
Right. What if we find out? And this, I guess, I don't know how this relates us to the Valen. We're going to have to find out that the Valen are here sometime, but we need to sort of work into it. What if there's a law, an Imperial law or a merchant law, that if a life force is the primary life force, is 90% of the population of the planet, whether or not they're indigenous for a certain period of time, they become the indigenous, and due to merchant law, they suddenly get a vote. They suddenly get a vote or something within what happens to their planet, that they sort of buy them. What's the legal phrase on the board?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. Hang on. Give me a second.
Wah, dear.
Stop it. Stop talking.
Tort reform.
E pluribus unum.
I'm leaving.
Really, Daddy.
Yeah. Habeas corpus.
De facto?
Not listening to you.
Guys. Duex machina.
He's leaving the room. He's not talking to you.
Does Daddy do this a lot?
No, he just... Ah!
Ah!
Still can't get it, huh?
No.
You all keep playing.
Well, we're kind of stuck waiting for you to give us an explanation.
No, but give us
a cliff note. You wanted to give the count of vote.
So
I got this.
What if we unionize
them? I got one that got stuff on it.
I'm supposedly the union leader.
Oh, mm-hmm. They're already unionized?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
They are unionized.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't have to do the whole duel of wits for it.
That's
they
right.
Are
that's
unionized.
Right, yeah.
Don't worry, this part will be out.
Y'all keep talking.
How'd I make you sound rude?
What are we looking for?
Wow. How in the world does that happen?
Do the same thing to Jeff.
Adverse possession. God!
What is it?
Adverse possession.
Now, would you actually explain that to us?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Basically, and generally, the way it works is after a certain period of law, if you hold yourself out as the owner of a piece of property and test it, but it's not resolved over generally a common law, it's like 7 years, it becomes your property. You know, if you take care of it, hold it out as your own, people see it as your own, and you maintain it. I mean, there's other elements to it. Over a period of 7 years, you say, it's mine.
Whether it's yours or not.
Well, whether it was yours originally, it becomes yours. It becomes yours. Like if you have a plot of property next to you and you take care of it for 10 years.
Farm it, mow it,
use it, and people start to see it as yours, and nobody ever, and the people, and it's adverse. Somebody says, hey, that's mine, and you say, no, it's mine, but you take care of it, and it's never resolved, then it does become yours.
What if you know that it's theirs?
It doesn't matter.
No, my point is that
it's just magic.
I don't know.
Yeah, the law doesn't operate like that sometimes,
that's right.
Buddy.
If you're a paraplegic, okay, and I'm your next door neighbor, and I take care of your yard for 7 years. That doesn't make your property mine.
You can,
sure.
It has to be abandoned, doesn't it?
No, I mean, no. It doesn't have to be abandoned. It just means that the person who actually has the title to the property says to you, I don't want you doing this on my property. Stop doing this.
Oh, okay.
And then takes action to stop you. Okay, and so it can be resolved. But if they just say, hey, get off my land, and you're like, that's all right, I'm gonna mow it, and you keep mowing, and they take care of it and hold it out as their own, that type of thing. After 7 years, they can say, hey, this is mine, because you said it was yours, but you didn't do anything about it. I mean, we're talking 7 years.
Okay.
We're talking a long period of time.
Okay. So what are you
talking about? And I'm talking in broad generalities.
Okay.
And I haven't looked at this in 10 years, or, yeah, about 10 years. So I haven't looked at it. So
this is not legal advice. If you have a property dispute or any legal matter, seek counsel specializing in that area.
Yeah.
Hire a lawyer. This is not legal advice. This is just a guy talking off the top of his head.
Okay, hold on. Time out.
And if you're fighting with paraplegics, for the love of God, get some help.
And if you are trying to steal land from a paraplegic, you have problems.
Come from the side of the wheelchair, not head on.
So anyway, but yeah, what I'm talking about, let me bring it back to the game, is...
Please.
Is... If we could have a building scene where we develop some kind of adverse possession to the planet, however that builds and however that works out, that would give you a seat at the table that they have to get your approval or have to get... We turn into a democratic... They have to vote with the
government. They can't replace me without my consent.
Or you become, you know, maybe we have to have a leader. Maybe we have to establish a
we
leader.
Have so elections.
We
have
elections.
We
have to have elections.
Among the current to elect a representative.
Well, and that's then,
what he was going to do.
And assuming we do that, or maybe they have to do it, or we, that you become, the planet becomes its a sovereign entity that they can't just come in and strip mine the place and leave. You see what I'm saying? And then, and as a voting body, you all can choose to pick another empire with which to ally yourself. With you could go with Doug's people, you could come with my people, and that could be a whole other issue later on for another maneuver. But you see what I'm saying? No, you don't come with mine. But you see what I'm saying? Maybe adverse possessions. That's the phrase. And I can't believe you didn't know that. I never heard that phrase.
I understand the concept because a friend of mine that actually happened.
Yes, I lost to them.
Is he a paraplegic?
No.
Did he have land?
Yeah, he had land in south of our living area, and took care of it. And so his land went from 105 acres to 125 acres.
See? There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Matter of fact, he didn't actually try to gain possession of it for, like he said, 20 years.
Yeah.
So, and then by that time, it was a done deal.
Yeah, and I know what the rule was, but yeah, I mean, if you do that, sorry.
Because, I mean, he had a fence up there, he had cattle, and you name it. So.
Okay, so.
Mistake.
So, what are we doing this maneuver?
I don't think we know.
So
we're going to take action.
Yes, we're going to take action.
She puts the powder in the milk again or else she gets the hose again.
Put the powder in the milk.
Okay.
Okay, well, we need to solidify Vox's position somehow, right? I mean, that was the threat we got at the end of the last game.
He said there was going to be an election. The other candidate has more got bigger.
Cojones.
So
you're plant based. Do you have gonads?
No.
It's stamen.
Spore packs or something.
Pistols and stamen.
Okay, so we're taking action against the Kern. Is that what we're doing? We're taking action against the Kern.
We're taking action against this opponent, who I don't know who they are, but you know if they're working for the Vale, it's going to be a tough sell for a Kern.
But essentially, we are taking action against the Kern. We're going to put in place somebody who's going to toe our line. Fuck.
Right. We're not taking action against the.
We are.
I don't see it that way.
It just don't.
All right, but no.
Well, who are we taking action on then?
We're taking action against them because they're trying to put the corporation because they're trying to put their own figurehead into our and take our take away our figurehead.
We don't
conserve.
So we are taking action against the corporation.
We're conserving. The conserve maneuver allows you to use your enemy's own energy and activity to buy time to retrench or reorganize your forces. Successes from conserve subtract from versus action. Successes of the conserve reduce an opponent's action to zero. The action is stopped.
So what are we trying to do?
We're trying to conserve our power base by getting in Vox and throwing out his guy. We're entrenching our guy by getting rid of his guy.
Okay.
Right?
And as a side note,
conserve is an excellent mid or late game maneuver, not so great in the early game.
Is this mid game?
Well, no. Sorry, you're out of here because it's too early in the game.
Yeah. Well, why is it not take action where we're putting him in power and we need to strengthen your image as a warrior? Play this guy now. We need to put him in a bunny suit.
Okay.
Put him in a tank with a big helmet.
Okay, so we're taking action against the corporation. We are undermining their ability to control the Kern.
Yeah. But Todd never said that the other candidate was corporation.
Not at all. But you don't know that. I mean, I haven't fleshed that. That was just a little blurb at the end.
The one thing that we hung on to that he didn't expect us to
blow a hole. Maneuver.
Oh, it's all about Joe again.
Joe, if we lose, we lose.
No.
We go down in a blaze of glory. The worm wins
this time. Why don't somebody else do something?
Well, looking at the skills required for conserve, it's all Jeff. Oh, physics. Wait, I have physics.
Do you? Well, that's why I still think it's take action.
I don't know that conserve though is. I don't know if that's totally
psychology.
I don't know if that's totally though what we're trying to do though. We're trying to strengthen the power base of the Kern and put Vox at the head of it. How is that conserved? Because I think we're trying to. I want to advance the Kern position.
Under conserve, it says the conserve maneuver allows you to use your enemy's own energy and activity to buy time to retrench, reorganize your forces.
I'm not using their energy though. I'm thinking about going out. And we start our own propaganda war. We bring the Kern in the force and take this planet.
Inundate is an all-out attack using every available resource to overwhelm your opponent.
The actual combat.
No. Raids, smear campaigns, lengthy investigation, counterfeiting rings, flooding the market with cheap goods, or even using clones to infiltrate and overwhelm all fall under the province of an inundate.
Can we get cloned?
It's so hard to do because we haven't brought Valen Menace to light.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what maneuver?
For conserve, using their own power against them, I would just point out in the last maneuver, they raised their ugly head of, we're going to wipe out the Kern and replace them with machines, and we're going to get rid of Vox and replace them with our guy who's going to let us do that. So they've already raised the specter of, here's what we're trying to do. We can use that to rally the Kern is why I'm conserved.
Okay. I see that.
Not bad.
But under take action, it specifically talks about co-op the faction. So
I tend to think I really think it's more of a take action. Because I want to take the Kern and turn them into a fighting force for our end. That's what I think we're doing. And it's not because they've said this. I was gearing to do that. You know, I've been fighting to do that anyway.
So put it in the sentence. I'm taking action against
No. Our action is to get the current on our side. We're co-opting
our, I know, but I'm if we're doing a take action.
Our action is
specifically
to,
in here says.
Our action is to take is to make the current a sovereign body.
When you use this maneuver, it is imperative to make your intent explicit. I'm taking action against.
It doesn't have to be against them.
Yeah, but you're
in all examples, it is. I'm taking action against them.
I realize that, but in this third paragraph, it says or co-op factions, which doesn't mean against. That means gain on our side.
If you're co-opting a faction, though, you're taking action against that faction.
Used to attack or co-op factions.
Yeah, I'm taking action against the current. I'm making them ours.
Okay. We are taking the action against the current to make them ours.
That's what he said.
I mean, I don't. That's. And maybe it's phrased, who's best to do the maneuver?
Well, that's going to be a problem. Rhetoric?
I've got rhetoric.
Get my lightsaber. Nope.
Nope.
Suasion?
Suasion's religious.
Nope.
Smuggling?
Smuggling.
Should be.
Yeah. Investigative logic?
Jason.
No. Journalism?
No.
Counterfeiting forgery.
Jason.
All right, so what do you have in rhetoric?
Jason.
What do you have in smuggling?
4.
Okay. Jeff's taking the lead in rhetoric.
Well, here's what we do. Here's what we do, though.
Yeah, we're still in the infiltration.
I'll do a building scene where I will start rallying the.
Mm-hmm.
He can do a scene. They say we're shit bringing in arms.
Let's bring in arms.
Mm-hmm. Let's smuggle them. Let's bring it in here. And that will be sort of the underlying text of the rhetoric is...
Hold on, though.
Who's making you able to fight for yourself?
One of the concessions that we won last time is that the Kern have the legal right to bear arms and register them now. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to smuggle in weapons.
Darn it. Okay. Well, then the rhetoric is, who got you that right?
Now, here's the thing. Let's
understand. We can still smuggle it.
Let's understand what kind of weapons we're talking about. If the weapons are coming in, the weapons are going to be strictly small arm, because that's one of the things that they talked about. I mean, we're not talking artillery. We're not talking, anti-tank weapons, nothing like that.
Well, that's what the Kern, though, also has, right. Like squad support. Big pulse cannons that they carry.
Yeah. So, that's not the kind of thing we're talking about.
Right.
That doesn't mean you can't smuggle that in.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. The other stuff goes in and is registered, and they know what you have.
Right.
But you show up with an RPG or a tow missile, then that's the kind of thing that's going to have to be smuggled in.
Right.
You don't have rhetoric?
What's your dueling skill?
Okay.
Oratory.
Okay, so here's what we need to do. I think we need a building scene.
Yes.
Maybe we have a building scene with you where we try to establish some law here about the adverse possession planet. And we could tie them up in some legal, some kind of legal mess. And maybe that's something we bring in. Maybe you get us a lawyer. Some kind of ship lawyer or something to come in and talk about this so we can start contesting their right to do any of it. You establish that, and then he can work on the weapons, and I'll start working on the rhetoric of talking about who has the right claim planet. I mean, the Kern live there. They're the only ones that can possibly inhabit it because humans can't live down there. We established that when we burned up the planet.
Mm-hmm.
We burned up the world. So we could start establishing some kind of right for them, and then just use the rhetoric, and I can sort of take his... side in all this, help him to advance his cause with people.
So were the Kern on the planet before the space station, or were the Kern brought in after the space station?
I think they
were brought in.
I think they were brought in, but they may have been brought in
the Kern
to...
Yeah, because this was an inhospitable place.
Yes, inhospitable.
Right, but I tend to think that the Kern were on the planet, working the planet, getting it ready, while the ship was either in transit or they were building above.
Yeah,
so the Kern technically have been here longer than they have.
Yes.
And then the bureaucracy came in.
There's no doubt about that, because the Kern physiology would allow them to be on the planet more than a human would or
right.
whatever.
And all we're saying is... We can try to establish whatever law we want, that a day is as good as 7 years. They were here first, and they have they're the ones that have the ability to live there, whether they're indigenous or not. It's sort of like who was there first and who staked their claim.
Right.
And they can make all their arguments about how they got here and all that. I mean, that's not what we're trying to establish. We just want to set it up so that... We're establishing a fact that they have to burn energy contradicting.
Right.
So we could attack. Here's another way to put the faction. We're going to attack the faction by challenging their ownership of Harbinger's Rock.
Whose faction? Which one?
We're going to attack the merchants.
So we're going to take action against the merchants.
We're taking action against the merchants to challenge their authority over Harbinger's Rock.
By taking it away. We're going to take action against the merchants by taking away Harbinger's Rock.
Right. By taking Harbinger's Rock from them.
And putting it in control of the family.
No.
There you go. There you go.
The Dark Hunt Empire. Let's not be silly here, right? The Dark Hunt Empire. Uh-oh,
cross purposes.
That's right. So you want it for the family. He wants it for his family, the military, and I want it for Dark Hunt.
So who's going to Thor this weekend?
We'll go see you tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night? How'd you get tickets tomorrow night? It's Thursday. Oh, it's a midnight showing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll go to midnight showing. Because I can't go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Saturday afternoon is a perfect time to go.
Well, I can't. I can't. There's nothing I can do this all weekend. So I said, that's when I'm going to go. Because I would have gone Friday morning, but I've got Victoria all day, and she's not going to sleep.
Oh, 37. We're just going to edit that whole chunk.
Thank you.
His daughter. Just pick that up, move it. His child.
So, since I'm going to cut out that whole chunk.
Okay, so.
Who's going to go see Thor this weekend?
Well, it's. Yeah, Saturday would be a perfect day because of the festivities. I want to see it. I want to see it this weekend. All right, so conserve, it's our action. It's a take action.
Mm-hmm.
Take action.
And it's going to be to...
Against the merchants.
To take Harbinger's...
Everybody's running this.
Rock from them. You know, and I tend to think, I think we ought to say legally, to take it from them.
You can approach it legally.
Well, but that...
And part of your thing could be using, could be coming to the family for help to do it legally. By bolstering it illegally.
Because if we want to just take it...
We'll just have a revolution.
Yeah, why not just have a revolution? What we want to do is we want to establish our legal claim and then revolt. That way if anybody steps in, we go, hey, we got a legal claim here.
For those who can't see, Jeff is using a lot of hand gestures right
so
now.
Are I'm fist pumping and just
grabbing
and taking and
we're trying to wrestle legal control of the rock from the merchants to the Kern.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Because if we just want to take it, then we just say, all right, we turn the hammer ships onto toward the satellite and just blow it out of the sky. Hey, we've now got the planet. Now what? Now we just wait for the repercussions because we don't have it legally. We want to make sure we're on all fours here before we end. Because that just strengthens it in case somebody else comes in. They may come in to help.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Gotta lay the groundwork, buddy.
What groundwork?
Oh, we just shoot them. Just blow them. Just let me get off of them.
I got ships.
I got a ship.
Lots of them.
So do I.
You have lots of ships.
All right,
merchant captain.
For those writing down, I'll tell you my maneuver since. It's already down. It's an assess, and we'll assess the strength of planet defenses and availability for Naven insertion.
Ooh, planet defenses, Naven insertion, otherwise known as Valen create.
Yep.
Naven are the worms before they're implanted.
Yep. Naven are the actual worm. A Valen is a host with a worm.
Right.
With a worm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, they're just hosts.
Okay, let me just lay this out for
Call
you.
Me.
Immune, covered in metal, fleshy. Okay, just so we have that on the table.
Gotcha.
I totally am.
Okay, so now that we know this,
mostly,
we've kind of gone over where we stand. Does anybody want to start? Does anybody want to start with any kind of a scene, whether it's color building, interstitial? I think conflict would be way too early.
Mm.
But does anybody want to start?
Well, I'm a...
Hold on. Should we talk about beliefs or something first?
Oh, very good, Doug. Thank you. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, I have blank lines here.
Oh, yeah, beliefs.
Okay. One of my beliefs was humans first, aliens second, and the Valen should be scraped from your boot. I think it still applies.
Oh, one other thing. Who's the figure of note for you guys?
It's going to be Jeff.
I am probably.
No, our figure of note is me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because you're the one who's going to make the roll at the end.
Probably.
My figure of note will be Queen.
Ooh. And the worm turns.
Because you're using what, rhetoric? Is that what you got? No.
Yeah.
Is
it rhetoric? I'm using research.
Okay. Well, let's figure out how to do it.
I'm going to change. I've got my first belief is Harbinger's Rock must be annexed by the Darkon Empire to strengthen its claim to the throne.
So that stays in.
I'm going to keep it. That's sort of my overarching thing. The current of the soul of Harbinger's Rock and the Odokiwi's annexation. Win them, win the rock. Still okay with that. I think that still plays what we're doing, you know, for this maneuver. Third, Philip Lawson is a successor and a real power to Harbinger's Rock. He must be convinced the Kern deserve a right to negotiate. Scratch that. My belief three is...
You may want to change it later. Just keep it, I mean, change it, but I'm going to tell you that he will become a bigger part of this, so...
Well, I know, but I
You can always change it later. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, I don't...
But you will.
Here's the way we're playing this, though. I mean, the way it's sort of panning out, though, it's a rhetoric. Rhetoric is public speaking.
Right.
Okay, that sounds like rap on the podcast.
Sorry. Thinking. Drumming my fingers and thinking. As opposed to everything else in the podcast, is that.
Oh.
Well, there's crap and there's crap.
Wow, that one episode when we recorded with the other microphone,
yeah.
Some of it comes out very nice. No problem with it. Other parts sound like we're all talking in water. There's nothing I could
it's
do.
Probably when I'm actually working on the computer and everything slows down.
Sorry, that was my fault for not bringing your recording device.
That's all right.
I made a conscious decision to not bring the laptop.
You know, I make... God, I was going to... But I thought I made... to do something.
That's fine. I'm just telling you, like I said, you can change your beliefs later. Just bear in mind he's going to become a bigger part of this session.
Okay. All right. Well, this maneuver.
This maneuver. Sorry. Thank you.
Okay. I'll leave it for right now.
Okay.
Because, I mean, basically I was going to replace Philip Lawson with Vox.
Okay.
And work and make him the guy. But I may change this, though, with a real power. He must... deserve seat. I'm going to change it slightly. They have a right. Kern have a right to a seat at the
negotiation or the.
Well, I don't want negotiation table makes it sound like they just have a voice. I want they have the Kern have a controlling interest in Harbinger's Rock.
Right.
The Kern have a right to a controlling interest.
Okay.
In Harbinger's Rock.
Right.
Even if it's 51%. There we go.
So you're talking a majority, not a plural.
I'm talking. How are we going to have how many seats?
Let's say there's three.
One.
Say he wants a chunk. He wants a chunk.
I'm saying majority.
Okay.
51%. Anything above that is.
Yeah, for that matter, he may, as Kern, they may want to split their control. If he has 26% and he has 25, and they work together, they got 51.
No.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, no. The Kern.
All right.
The Kern.
All right. Roy, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to keep the first belief, humans first, aliens second, and the Valen should be scraped from your boot. I'm going to modify the second. It originally was, I will help the Kern overcome Prime during the strike. Now I will change that to, I will help the Kern to better arm themselves through any means necessary.
I will arm the Kerns.
I will arm. Well, they're already going to be armed. We already talked about that. We're going to make sure.
Guns, more guns.
Guns, bring us guns.
Gotta get some damn.
Commercial's only 25 years old.
That's Carl Cass. Custom on.
Da, 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 da.
With Catherine Block, Easy Duke, and Spider-Man.
There's always a wrestler in there somewhere.
Right, yeah. Grave Digger! Bigfoot!
Da, 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 da.
Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun.
Yes, we've been listening to that for the past 30-odd years. Commercials, great. The third belief. Come back to me on the third belief. Trying to word it.
Doug?
I think your third belief should be ink is hard to erase. Okay. belief number one. I must help Vox solidify his position to win control of the Kern. Belief number two, I must annex Harbinger Rock from my father by, to annex Harbinger Rock from my father. This doesn't work very well. I must annex Harbinger Rock from my father by winning ownership of the rock for the Kern. And the third belief is, I must regain control of the Kern's training.
Joe.
Almost
there.
All right, belief number one.
That's what she said.
Vox's beliefs. I will strengthen my own position
as the leader of the Kern workforce. Belief number two, I will expose the Valen presence and use fear to solidify my power.
Woo!
Belief number three, I will continue building rapport with the psychologists, the military, and the black market to further Kern interests on Harbinger.
Strong, strong, and strong.
That second one was nice. I like that second.
Oh, I got to do Ookla's.
Me like pot. Okay.
Ookla like.
For those who want to know, this is the Queen's. Harbinger's Rock is a strategic asset that must belong to the Valen cause. Claudium's true purpose must be found. Build an impenetrable circle of those around you. Instinct is always have a backup child. Mm. Avoid physical combat at all cost, and all non-Valen are expendable.
It's called an air and spare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to rework my instincts when I have it.
That's fine. Again, now.
Okay, so in my color scene, I'm going to research attack breaks circle.
So, does anybody want to start?
For a second. If I want to have a building scene or a color scene. All right. Last time we left off, I severed my connection for the...
And that really hurt.
I know.
Hurt. Physically hurt.
You feel lonely now.
All right. I will. I go Sphinx to see Vox.
It's a plant. Does he have
and
a
I...
Sure.
Plant that finger. I ask to enter his...
Oh, they have...
Are we playing now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Discussing Kern anatomy.
Right.
Kern anatomy. All right.
You look for your immersion, we'll look for our immersion.
Hey, you're screwing up my interstitial, so be quiet.
Thought we were on a color.
No, it's interstitial.
Oh.
I'm going to speak with him.
With
what?
With Vox?
Yeah, with Vox.
Oh, okay.
The plant.
So,
plant doesn't it help you know?
When Kern's in the hospital, what do you take him?
Chocolate. Can't go wrong with chocolate.
Chocolate.
And balloons.
And balloons.
Look, I brought you flowers.
Good like balloons.
Ookla and I will go and visit Vox.
Of course you are. Mom, come up. I can't wait.
And I knock on the door to his quarters. Ookla, stay outside. I tell Ookla that mentally. Master Jensen, may I come in?
Ma, Frost, please, come in. Have a seat.
Jenkins.
Jenkins. Jenkins?
Jenkins.
Jensen? Jenkins. Master Jenkins. I look around the room for Bug, you know, sort of like, I look around the room, put fingers to my lips. Will you accept the connection?
Oh, absolutely.
I say, this is a very fine place you have here, and I will start having sort of this, I'll just start talking about, ooh, what a nice vase.
Thank you.
What a nice this, what a nice that.
Well, I just had it stuffed.
And I say, all right, so I establish the connection, and I start talking to him mentally.
Okay.
And I say,
you think?
I think to him, I empathize. Here's what I have in mind. I need to speak with Philip Lawson. And talk to him regarding the Kern. Philip Lawson can challenge Nicholas' authority. Nicholas is a friend, but I don't think what he's doing is right, and I don't know that I convince or why. So I will go to Philip Lawson. I plan to go to Philip Lawson and talk to him, and tell him that he needs to consider the Kern to be more than just labor. But by doing so, he will strengthen his hold on Harbin's Rock. Now, here's my concern. We need a legal hook to do this. We need some kind of legal basis to establish this claim. And if you can do that, if we can find something that would strengthen my discussion with him and give me more leverage against him, that would make it difficult for Nagomi and the Anvil Lord to move against you. And it will also buy us some time, possibly in an Imperial court or a merchant court, while we strengthen Kern, we strengthen their positioning, and all this is mental.
Yeah, this is
while I'm saying totally. Nice vase. Where did you get that?
Yeah. I like your robe.
Oh, is that new? I mean, completely just sort of pleasantries. I mean, just completely. So, how about that weather on Harbinger's Rock? Sure is hot. That joke never gets old.
So
I'm gonna Vox is gonna ask
Frost, what is it you would have me do?
Do you have the accent when you're talking in the head?
Yes. Sure.
We need a legal hook. We need a legal hook. I need a legal basis.
So I should research possibly getting Kern more ownership of Harbinger or more clout?
Yes. We need a legal basis for their ownership, for them to be considered almost the indigenous population of this planet. We know that's the case, but we need for them to have a claim that would be upheld in Imperial Court. A colorable claim.
And I present this to Prime Court?
Well, it Merchant Court, or just the Merchant Court. And the Merchant Court. Something that say they don't have the authority to take unilateral actions on this planet. That you are more than a workforce. That you are the population of this planet. Now, the law is beyond me. These matters, not my area. I don't know if you can look into that. And in the meantime, if you can look into that and tell me what you find, then I will approach Lawson and try to convince him that his actions are counterproductive to Prime Corps current.
I'll see what I can do. Can we keep our telepathic connection over the span of the next few weeks while I'm researching?
If I need to sever the connection, it will only be in dire emergency.
Understood.
But I would ask that if I need to sever the connection, you will let go.
Absolutely.
Okay, no problem.
Unless it's a dire emergency.
Yeah.
Unless you piss me off, then I own you. There you go. All right. Fair enough. I am a thought away. If you need me.
Okay.
It's a lovely plant. Is that your cousin?
You guys are racist.
Jeez.
All right.
Oh, hey, species.
Let me ask you a quick question. Nothing that. So you remember there was a section in here about hulling and the obstacles for seeing where the hull. Do you remember where
it's
that
in
was?
The veiling section on the last two pages.
Yeah, but I mean it doesn't say what the ob is for finding. That's 194, 95, and like 96. That says what it takes to hull. All right. Does anybody else want to go? Okay, because I have one, but I'd like to give everybody else.
No. Go ahead. That might give us an opportunity.
Go ahead, if you go,
it might give them something to do.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
You always hold back. Wait for us to all go. And go, I've got you.
No, here's a it's a building scene.
Ooh.
All right, and the building scene is for the Queen. What the Queen wants to find out is that she knows that she has read the research that is available. And knows that there is something about Claudium that has to do with the psychologists. She doesn't know exactly what it is, but she wants to run tests on it and that kind of thing to see exactly what it is that they don't want everybody else to know.
Kidnap a psychologist. Take him and force feed him some.
Well, the first test that she's going to do, because she knows...
Is this the Queen?
The Queen. Okay. The Queen is looking at what it does. Now, I have an idea of what I want it to do, which is... it lowers the obstacle, for game purposes, it lowers the obstacle of the optical nerve insertion from 4 to 3. And it also increases the obstacle for detection by 2, okay? So it makes it easier for them to be in, all right? And it makes it harder for them to find it.
Well, what's that?
But here, I'm telling you, this is what my end is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm trying to shoot for. It also, and
what was it? I'm just curious. What was that specifically in the college?
Okay. And the second part of what I'm going to say is that Valens can't. They can hull a psychologist, but the psychologist loses the mark. They lose the mule trait. With this injected at the same time, the psychologist doesn't lose any of that. So you have a Valens psychologist. All right. It's very, very hard to do. The ob would be very high. But that's why the Psychology Foundation is all about having this place, okay? Because, number one, for their side of it, and for game purposes, that if a psychologist uses this as kind of like the spice, if they use it for that kind of thing, it increases, it lowers their... susceptibility, whatnot. It lowers their obstacle by 3 for detection.
Well, I'm curious about how that, that's cool, but how does that have to do with detecting somebody, how they're being whole? I mean, what is the property of Claudium to do with the detecting of someone being whole?
She doesn't know. That's
I mean, how, but how is that possible? I mean, I don't understand the physics of it. I mean, I understand the physics, you know, in air quotes here, of how Claudium can be, can...
It's a drug.
Allow the name, in a, as long as they continue to ingest it or something.
No, it's a drug that's injected at... It has to be at the time of hulling.
I would think, well, I would think that it makes better sense that the way we talked about it is that the Claudium is something that enhances psychological power and all that stuff. I would think that a Valen loses the psychological ability, the mark, unless they're taking this as a drug.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's
in other words, they have to. It has to be a constant.
Right. They have to have this.
Okay.
And they become addicted to it, and if they don't, they get
that
kind of thing.
I'm all right.
And I think that's I like that idea. I think it's neat. The I don't know, but I honestly don't know how that relates to it makes somebody easier to hull or easier to detect. How the properties of Claudium deal with the physicality of the surgical insertion of a worm in somebody's head.
Well, it's not only the surgical insertion part. It's that they have to travel down the optical nerve and they have to hook in, and because there's still a chance, and even if it's normal hauling through the back, that it's going to fail.
Right.
But it has to do with the fact that they have to hook up to the synapses and all this other stuff in the brain.
Well, I would think that the increase in obstacle in the body holding on to it, even if you don't get the psychological ability attached or maintain it, I mean, you'd have to have a psychologist to begin with. You can't develop psychology with a worm.
Right.
I don't know what the surgical insertion in the eye. I mean, okay, so I understand the other part. I just, because I always thought that the detection is sort of just a perception thing, not necessarily the behavior, but in seeing, hey, you're bleeding out of your eyeball.
No. Because if it fails, if they do it wrong, they're blind and they can't do it again.
Well, still, that's more of a surgical procedure.
Right.
That would have nothing to do with the drug.
Right.
I mean, it's sort of like making a decision and putting
the perception part of it is to figure out, I mean, if Joe is whole today, then tomorrow you're going to sit there and go, he's different. His personality is different, and my perception is what's going to see that. Now, I don't think your perception is necessarily the way that I've always perceived it is that because you're testing, when they come past the psychologist and the psychologist tests them, the psychologist doesn't know them. They can't compare personality
traits.
But
it's more of, you know, you see a tortoise in the desert, and you flip it over, it starts to bake in the hot sun. Tell me about your mother. You know, I'll tell you about my mother. Blam.
Right.
That kind of thing. You know, the Blade Runner.
Blade Runner reference.
Yeah. I still don't. I mean, I think all that's cool. I just don't know that. I mean, maybe it's a linked test that the best way to do it, the best way to do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's going to be a link here, a link here, a link here to get to this.
I just don't understand how Claudium has anything. Because I would think that the surgery in the eye is more of just surgery.
No, I mean.
And I don't see how Claudium can help it.
No, I'm not talking about the surgery part. I'm talking about that there's an inherent, even if the surgery goes fine, there's still an inherent risk that it's not going
to
hold.
But but with this, it makes it easier to hold a psychologist.
Yes.
Because this wouldn't necessarily work with anybody else, because it almost lays a trail for the worm to follow in their brain.
Okay. All right. I'll buy that.
Okay. And that's what strengthens the connection and everything. That's why they need it. But without it, it's almost like
going
to a dark room.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. As long as it's restricted to psychologists. You know, because as long as we gear the Claudium, if everything connects back to psychologists, is that it makes it easier to hull a psychologist, because it's like the difference between the worm driving down a dark street or a street that's lit up.
Right.
You know, that's what the Claudium does. It lights it up for, almost through electrical impulse, that kind of thing, in the brain, so that makes it easier to...
So it makes it easier to hull. She wants to find out, or my goal is that she wants to find out that it's easier to hull a psychologist. You can hull a psychologist, okay? No, well, you can hull them now, but they lose the abilities. My thing is that they have to maintain the ability. Now, skills and all that other stuff, certain things.
And you know, psychologists can also attack their own physiology.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Any effect on that? Because, I mean, ultimate difficulty, because say this happens to me and I want to attack the worm that's going into my guy.
Mm-hmm. It makes it harder for you to attack the ability, which makes them, they have to constantly amp up the spice.
They have to amp it up. That's where the addiction comes in, is that they're constantly.
Well, no, it's like an almost all or nothing. You know, it's like you make your body talk to the navel, mm-hmm. and it has to leave.
Okay.
That's what you do. And in the process, you're almost kill yourself.
Okay.
Or can kill yourself. That's what that does.
Okay. So,
No,
you cannot attack.
We're going to do a lot of rules tinkering here.
Yeah, I know. And see, that's why, I mean, I want her to find this out, but this is not an easy thing. I mean, it's not to sit there. In the end, she wants to find out that getting the claudium in the serum form is going to allow her to more easily stick certain key people in to allow that floodgate to open.
Okay, but she doesn't know yet.
No.
That it does this.
That's so the end result.
So she still has to work through it.
Right, right. That's the end result.
Okay.
So I want a series of link tests to that, which is three.
Right? You get three plus one each.
All right. So
four minus one.
Her first one would be in research. Which makes sense.
Which is basically she wants to learn that Claudia makes psychologists
I don't want to get to that point yet.
Oh, okay.
What I want to say is that the claudium has an effect on navel insertion. Okay. In other words, it either makes it easier, it makes it harder. But she knows she has a theory that it has something to do with psychology just because the psychologists don't want anybody knowing about it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So what do you think the odd will be on that?
That's like a 10.
You think? Think 11?
I got 11, 12, 12, 15. Hang on.
How many days you got?
What is it, a research?
6.
Where is research?
I mean, feasible.
Probably under R, I would guess. I mean, how many dice do you
have in front of you?
How many dice do I have in front of me?
Yeah.
22.
Yeah.
How many dice you got?
22.
Page 240.
240. All right, let's take a look.
Obstacle 1, interesting facts. Obstacle 2, common knowledge. Obstacle 1, interesting facts. Common. Obstacle 2, collating relevant information from native language text. Obstacle 3, deciphering a handwritten monograph in your own language. Obstacle 4, deciphering a handwritten monograph about an obscure subject. Obstacle 5, deciphering a monograph about a heretofore unknown subject. Obstacle 6.
I'd say a 5 or a 6.
I wouldn't say it's heretofore unknown.
Yeah, then it's a 5. Because it's not unknown. No, it's unknown to her.
Monograph?
Yeah.
This is probably how they store information in this world.
I mean, it might almost... Psychohistory. I guess research. I guess that would be. But what's the monograph? How does
monograph is probably the book, the periodical, medium the historian. Document.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wouldn't she have to obtain those?
She doesn't necessarily have to obtain it. I mean, she has to be researching something.
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
I mean, if you want to go through the fact that I'm going to have to find the research, I mean, if you want to
I don't know. I just because they say specifically deciphering a monograph. I don't. Maybe I'm putting the point on.
I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt because of her stature, you know.
Well, I'm just wondering if there's another skill that's involved here.
I think the question is the library that she's researching this in containing this information? If the answer's yes, then we're there. And if the answer's no, then...
Yeah, I mean, where is she
finding
the
library to get the information?
Where is she getting the library with which she is... I mean, I don't, and that's fine. I just
thing that I can say is that she would call on the circles as part of the clan that she is, and since she's the leader of the clan.
Well, maybe that's it. She calls on circles.
The link test.
Resources.
And if she gets the resource, it's plus
to
one.
To get this information.
Okay.
It's an obstacle.
And then she resources it and determines what it says.
Okay. And then the last test will be the test to see what it does.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All
right. Then I'll
do
that.
All link tests.
Right. And then I'm actually lower the obstacles.
Okay. All right. Then let's do the first one, which will be to find the research.
Right. To have the tone brought to her that she needs the research.
Right. Right.
Okay. So what are we looking for here in the resources?
Okay. The two affiliations that she has is with Valen Military Science. And as part of, she actually gets Valen Vibutin 3D in that just because of what she is. So either one, probably Valen Military Science would be most appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're doing a circles.
Do you have to do a color scene brought to you?
No, but the color scene will come after. The color scene kind of links to this. So.
Well, it's not hard tech, it's fine. So resources, the exception for thinking. I'm just wondering.
I'm just curious.
Okay.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great game.
World of Goo.
World of Goo.
Yeah, go there.
Let's see. Resources and technology, resources and grief.
I can't get all the way. I sat down a half an hour. I was done.
110? I don't know. Did you see where there's a roll?
It was a fun game.
This is a really hard tech.
No, it's not.
Isn't it just a circles test?
Yeah, I'd say
is it circles or
I'd say that this is a circles test to have the circles of people give her the information.
To find the person who's got the information.
Yeah.
Well, no, but then they're the ones making the
rules. Yeah, no, but I'm saying
they're
the
ones doing the research.
Yeah, between her
circles. Find the person who has the information, and then she takes it from them and does the research herself, right?
Yeah, because then she's researching the monograph. There's your monograph.
She's making a circles test through the Valen Library Network to find the librarian somewhere who has the hand on the volume of whatever she needs. That's what the test is.
All right.
No.
God, now I've lost. I got to figure out what we got to roll.
Well, it's a circles test. Yeah. You want to find somebody with a specific body, a specific bit of information.
All right,
I'm going to find them out.
There's my circle. There's a burning X.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
344-ish. Okay, page 348. That's it.
Okay. Occupation. Broader, common, nope, specific, and rare, unique occupation, right? Uncommon
mm-hmm.
occupation. What do you think it is?
Well, you're looking for somebody specific. You're looking for a librarian.
Well, no, it's rare occupation. Occupation is different from a specific
I think an
person.
Uncommon occupation is good.
I think it's uncommon, too.
The librarian.
Okay.
Right,
so two and one to begin with.
Right.
Okay.
Lower rank, higher rank, same station.
It's lower rank. There's no question about it.
Higher or lower by one rank or... Lowest.
It's not lowest.
Okay, so one.
Okay.
Neutral to player, predisposed or opposed to his position, outright proponent, loyal.
Well, she's not looking for a specific outlook. She's not looking for a proponent. She's looking for somebody with information. Does that make sense? Because when I reread that kind of thing, if I'm looking for you to be on my side.
Okay, so it's, all right, so it's, all right, so no obstacle there, neutral.
Okay.
I mean, it's a veil, and I would think that's, well.
Okay, knowledge is two.
What, oh, yes, two, specific knowledge.
Okay.
Skill, I would think that they don't, it could be competent.
Okay.
Not typical, but competent.
Okay.
And in a building scene, no all right. modifier.
So I'm looking at seven.
Okay, and that's with the plus one?
Right.
No, wait. The plus one is a bonus die, not obstacle, right?
No, you also have you have an obstacle. No, since it's in a building scene in a circles roll, there's no obstacle. But you start with an obstacle one before you add any.
Right.
Oh, because it's a base one.
Yeah, right. It's a base one.
Oh yeah.
And
the new one.
You can't.
But because of the building scene, you get a bonus die.
You get a bonus die.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I love the start.
Yeah, I haven't even cracked that book yet.
Let's get in.
Which one?
Mouse card.
Oh, the new one?
The newest one.
The Black Axe.
Where's that one?
Yeah.
Is that out?
Second issue come out today.
Oh. Well, I'll just wait for the compilation to get them all at once. I've been reading the anthology, the legends of the guard.
Yeah,
oh, maybe that's probably the one I got. From.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of short stories.
Yeah, but the Black Axe, I think, is coming out now in monthly installments, right? Is it? I love that. I love that. The artwork and stuff.
Yeah, I bought Legend of the Guard.
Okay, so we got seven dice. How many dice do you have?
I didn't get messed up.
Nine.
What is it from?
Circles. The bonus die.
They cut this before they called. Child Protective Services.
Oh. Circles, five, three for the affiliation, one for the building scene.
Make
sure
five and one is nine.
Well, wait, you get one for a building scene?
Yes.
Then why is there a thing in the table that says no modifier for a building
scene? In other words, you don't get a modifier for place and time for the building scene.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want it in a conflict or something.
Yeah, that's
page 348. That's when you're increasing the obstacle.
Yeah, but wait.
I mean, if you're in a... If you're doing a circles test, although with resources...
It might be resources. That's what I'm
thinking
that's of.
Because I think
288.
288, I think, and you're right. Because I remember we
you get a plus one die in a building scene, but I think it's for resources. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's for circles.
I want to say it is resource.
288.
Yeah, but it doesn't say.
Building scene.
I think that might be the bonus, is that there's no additional one.
Yeah, I mean, because it seems like you're getting a double bonus otherwise.
Right.
So it's not that there's a bonus, it's that there's no penalty.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Because otherwise it increases the obstacle.
Okay.
So you got 6 die on a 7?
No.
I've got 8 die on a 7.
Oh, 8 die on a 7.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, do I throw in any personas?
Yes.
Yep.
Up to 3!
Only if you want to succeed.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'll put in.
3? Wow.
I want it to work.
Well, hold on, though.
What happens if it
doesn't? Wait, this is a link
test. Oh, it's a minus one.
If this fails, it just makes the next... You get it, but it's messed up or something, and it makes the next one harder.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's interesting.
It increases the obstacle.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's make it...
You don't want to necessarily burn all your persona right now.
No, burn them now.
Yeah, burn them.
Burn them now. Grease them now.
Shoot me now.
Let's see. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So I need a 7.
On
9.
Don't forget to record your test.
Okay.
There's one, two,
three, four, five, six.
Oh.
And no sixes.
So you get your research, but it's all messed up. So now
it's in an older language than you expect.
It makes the research roll harder.
Okay. All right.
So that makes the research roll, what is it, whatever you miss by? It
increases one obstacle.
Yeah.
Is it always one obstacle, or is it by how much you miss by?
It's one obstacle.
Either way, it's one.
Yeah, in this case, but...
I think it just increases by one.
Yeah.
Okay. So that makes it a 6 now instead of a 5.
So 6 instead of a 5. Okay. So now I'm going to use research.
Because if you blow this, I know what's going to happen.
What's that?
That ultimately you think that it actually makes it better, but it actually it becomes poison to the Naven.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
And it automatically they die on the vine.
4, 5, 6.
I just want to say that.
And only that, but every Valen within a 100-mile radius dies too because of the psychological backlash.
I'm a fork in psychology wise.
I just want to say it says these require role playing and performance.
And your role playing is lacking.
I'm not feeling it.
You're not
what? What requires role playing performance?
Building scenes.
Okay.
Cut dry.
So now. On top of the page. Okay. All right. Good enough.
Oh, now you've done it. Throwing down the gauntlet.
So she sits there and she has her own laptop terminal type thing.
Tablet.
Okay.
Tablet.
Okay.
But there's a crack in the screen.
And she has been utilizing the network of people that she knows within the military.
But she can't type on a tablet because the tablet's
for that. Well, and here's the other
thing.
She's got
a Bluetooth.
No. Well, here's the thing is that her fingers are very, very small.
Oh.
Okay? All right. So that it kind of gets in the way. That's the one thing that she doesn't like.
So she's
like.
Getting pwned? Is that what you're
saying? Well, no, she doesn't like the little girls that... I mean, that's the only thing she doesn't like about the little girls that she gets into, okay? She doesn't...
Hello.
Like
that...
Wow.
All
right? Hello. God, that is horrible.
Like that one, huh?
We're in your bases killing your dudes.
So she makes... She, time to time, makes a typo or something like that. So the person on the other
end... Damn my tiny hand!
The person on the other end... maybe misunderstand something, then she got a wrong piece of information back. So that's how that failure made. So once she gets back this document and she's starting perusing through the document, she starts looking at it and doing the research into the document to see where and how this relates to the psychologist, who it relates to, and another thing is why did and it wouldn't have tipped her off, except the psychologist didn't want anybody else to know this for whatever reason, okay? And she cannot, at least at this point, infiltrate the psychologist. She can't get in there, all right? So she's going to do a research now of trying to see what that does. Psychology-wise, and she will fork in. Let's see if I can fork in.
Oh, I thought we were looking for the has effect now on psychologists. Is that what you're doing?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I thought of a different thing.
No, and then there'll be a one after this.
Right. That's the ultimate.
That's the ultimate one.
Yeah.
All right. Which I have an idea of what that one's going to
didn't
be.
Didn't we come up with a 5 on this one or a 6?
Yeah, there was a 5.
It's a 5 plus 1 because
plus 1
6.
Is 6. Right.
Okay. Use the research skill to color tech.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's what I thought.
What?
You have to have a color scene.
You have to have the color scene to make up whatever it is you want.
But he burned one of the rolls.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it failed. So, ha ha ha.
Good for us.
Don't heckle the dice. I don't see anything else that's appropriate. All right.
Do you have desperation wise?
No. 6.
Lucky wise.
Lucky wise.
And here's where the 2 persona go.
Burn it!
That's right. We got, so I've got 9 on a 6.
Ooh.
Okay.
And if I fail,
I'm another minus 1. Are those cumulative or
no?
I think it should be, but
it may be that this one's a 5 and the ultimate. Well, of course they go one to the next, so. There's a 6, there's a 6.
Jeez, I hate those dice.
But he got 3 sixes. 4. Ooh.
4 so successes, four on 3 sixes.
4 on a 6.
Spend my fate.
And he got
good, make him burn it all now.
Yeah.
Oh, there's 6.
That's what you needed.
Yep. So she finds out what it does with the psychology. And now she wants to see how it affects human and Valen physiology. So
what do you mean?
In other words, she wants to see.
She finds the evidence that shows that there is a relationship.
Right.
And now she's going
to
put.
She
wants to
establish
that
specific fact.
Right. Right. So she's going to get her backup little girl, and she's going to get a Naven, and see if it makes a difference.
Get a hold of
it. Do you have an instinct to always have a backup?
Yeah.
Resource. I need a little girl. Bring me a little girl.
Well, she's getting old anyway.
But she's not a psychologist. How is this going to tell you anything about psychology?
She wants to see if it makes it easier. I mean, she doesn't know. She's going to, it's part of experimenting. And she's willing to sacrifice her other little body.
In the next maneuver, she's going to kidnap the psychologist and try it again.
Thank God we brought two of those in.
Thank God there's three.
Don't think I didn't think that.
Thank God there's three of them floating around. Okay.
Your odds are only 33 1/3% now.
All right. So she uses human biology and forks in human wise and forks in Valen biology.
One fork.
One wise.
Right.
Oh, that's right. One wise, which I've got a wise.
Mm-hmm. And one skill.
And one skill. So you only fork in one.
Right.
One of each. Right. One of each. Mm-hmm. So she
so he
did.
Said he gave you three things.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to, he was forking a third thing.
No. Human biology, human wise, Valen biology.
What's the skill?
Human biology.
Oh, okay. So human biology, and then you're forking in the other two.
Human wise and Valen biology. Make sense?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then what do we say, though?
It's like a 10.
What page? Human biology?
Is it biology human or human biology?
Well, it's biology, and human. Then you have to say which one you want.
Common knowledge, obstacle 1, life cycle, obstacle 2, internal process, obstacle 3, little known fact, obstacle 4.
It's higher than that. I'd say it's a 5, at the very least.
Yeah, biology to 6.
I just read it to you.
Okay.
That's all of it?
It's that's it. Four. That's all it says.
More. Turn the page! Little known facts. Yeah, it was obscure knowledge, I guess, or specific detail. I mean, it may be like the equivalent of 6. Because yeah. You got.
I mean, it's pretty high.
Obscure knowledge. I mean, you're trying to establish a specific fact.
Yeah, I'd say it's a 6. I mean, that I think that's reasonable for what she's trying to connect.
I'm going to 6 if you're willing to do a 6.
6, 7, 8. 6. All right.
Are you recording your test?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You got +1 from the last one.
I do. I got that in there. So I got a 5. 2 from the forks, 1. It's 8.
8 against 6.
Against the 6.
So what happens if... Well, it seems, well, the way this is going...
All right, here's what happens.
You kill the little girl and the Naven,
yeah.
And you don't learn anything.
Okay.
Or in this round.
Okay.
I mean, I think you still could try it again.
Yeah.
Well, it's let it ride, right? So if this fails, then it doesn't do what he wants it to do.
Then he has to start the research all over.
I mean, if he fails, then in humans, it gives him some
yeah,
kind of
well,
bonus.
Here's what happens. If it fails, both the human and the Naven die. And every bit of indication says that I might be able to, my better bet is to not use it for this. It is working better as the armament, which is what it's being mined for probably anyway. Okay? So essentially what the psychologists know, I still think that there's something out there that they know that I don't, but I can't prove a connection now.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think you still have the underlying knowledge that
yeah.
that it does.
That there's something there.
There's something there that you
but can this use. Isn't it.
Right, that you can't use it for psychologists for the purposes it wanted.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Fair enough.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Well, that it doesn't work on normal humans. It takes a psychologist to figure
right.
out what it does.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you change the circumstances. Well,
kicking the wood of the bus.
Uh-oh, ladies.
Good morning, Nazi! Take Marty!
It doesn't work on humans, but
take
I'm
Take Marty!
There we go.
Uh-oh. Ooh, bad news. Bad news for me.
There's six.
Six. There's a connection.
I hate those dice.
And now there's another little girl who's got a knave in it.
The Valen.
The Valen. She's now a little Valen.
Her name is Valentine.
Yeah. So now...
And you can still use her as a backup.
Oh, yeah.
You have to extract the other...
Right.
Can you please name her Valentine?
Valentine.
Now, did she... Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's the surgery for inserting a Valen?
Oh, school.
For, does she have the ability to do that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's what she does?
Yes.
It's not a surgery with human.
Well, I mean, she did her experimenting.
Well, no, I mean, it's you have to insert a Valen.
It's obstacle 4 through the optical nerve.
Oh, she has that under surgery?
It's under the Valen section.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. That...
So wait, hold on. I think Jeff's right, though. At this point, you don't have a little girl with a Valen inside of her head.
Okay.
At this right. point, you put them together and realized, this is going to work.
Okay.
Now I just have to stick it in there.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay, I'll buy that.
You haven't actually
done the surgery.
Because the surgery is actually the physical act of boring the hole in the
Okay, wound. All right, good enough.
You gave the little girl the drugs, and you saw, the Valen worm was totally going to hurt
her.
And the Valen went totally crazy going,
all right, I'll buy that. So now I still have a backup little girl.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Still got the backup little girl. And you can see that there is a connection.
Okay. Well, now I'll go straight into the color scene because it connects.
Oh, now we use a color.
Yes.
To create our tech.
No, that's not it. So now she comes out of her quarters.
Skipping?
And she,
Skipping? Come on, Tim.
Creepy.
Yeah. You know what she's doing is that
she's like that little girl in the Verizon commercial.
No, she's
honey, there's a calculator.
She's bouncing down and she's just kind of lolling her head back and forth like this, and she's got her ponytail and she's kind of twirling around her finger. And she's just kind of a little singing, humming a little song, and she goes around the corner. And mind you, there's these long, white, pristine hallways in the quarters area, and she's the only one. And she goes down, and she's got a little card that lets her access everything. And so she swipes and goes in, and she goes, "Hi, Mrs. Nellis." And Mrs. Nellis says, "Oh, hi, how are you doing? I'm doing great. I'm going to go in and play with the rest of them." She says, "Okay, go ahead." And so she swipes another one and goes into another room. And there's a whole bunch of 3 and 4-year-old boys, girls, and they're all just playing. And she looks up. She says, "Mrs. Ashton, where's all the rest of the kids?" And she says, "Oh, honey, they're in there taking." And she says, "Well, why?" She says, "Well, you know, these kids, you know, got up later than the other one." She says, "Well, she says, sure, honey." So she goes in, she's recording, and the door closes behind her, and she lets go of her ponytail, and she walks straight down the middle, and they're all sleeping on little pads all the way down, curled up on her side, on the back, hair rolling around, and she just goes down and stops in front of every single. She'll shake her head, she'll nod her. She goes down a little bit, and she sees a little redheaded girl, about 6 years old. She looks at him. She mutters something to herself. Sounds something along the lines of "right edge." And she looks down, and at the bottom of their mats, they have a name. And it says, "Eloise." And she trotting out. And she goes back out for all the kids. And she says, "Miss Ashton?" "Yes, honey." And Eloise wakes up. "Have her come." "Yes, ma'am." She walks on out. And she sees now, "Sweetie, did you find what you wanted?" "Yes, I did." She says, "What is it?" "Eloise is going to see." She says, "Well, that's great." She looks back at Mrs. Nellis and says, "She turned up missing." And walks out of the room. And that's it.
Good. The child care system is run by Valen.
Jeff?
Creepy.
So what's Moot going to do?
You're sick. Okay. Yikes. Anybody want to jump in?
Go right ahead.
How about? I got something for you.
I am so glad he wasn't for that.
How about you have part of the family going out to local orphanages or going to local orphanages, or the orphanage on the ship? I don't know if there's an orphanage, and to recruit children, and you learn that kids are.
Why would the black mark care?
It was need care.
Because
he's refusing his coke mules.
Oliver Twist. Man.
Yeah.
Remember Oliver Twist?
Yeah.
Where do you think
Where do you start them at?
Where do you start them at? You start them at a young kid, so they go, oh, excuse me, sir, you know.
Couriers go.
Yeah. Oh. And, you know, the little pickpockets and stuff. I mean, that's where they get these kids. You know, and in mining camps and stuff, you know, maybe you start to find out the kids are missing. I mean, do they travel around with a retinue, a bunch of unclaimed kids? I mean, where do they get the kids? Where do you get your kids? Where does the family get their kids?
Make it up. Where do they get them from?
Where do they get them?
Prostitution.
So the accident. And what happens?
Bye, Blue.
What I'm wondering is maybe through the underworld you find out that suddenly kids are turning up missing.
How do we work that into a scene? What, circles to us in?
No.
You can have a color scene
where somebody comes in and says to you, sir, we've got a problem. You know, well, it's like, well, you know, we've been going out trying to recruit new talent, and all the kids are missing. We don't have any new kids, especially that young Eloise we've been looking at. You know, I mean,
your favorite.
Yeah, Eloise. Maybe Eloise's parents.
See, I think we need to take a more direct attack at what he's doing. See, he wants to say, well, I'm going to create this thing, and I'm going to completely screw with your character. Well, he's just giving you facts. Take what he's given us and go right at him. I don't know that, and maybe you've got people on the ship who've reported to you that their kids are missing.
Or use her parents. Maybe her parents go to the black market. You got to help me find my daughter.
My daughter turned up. Somebody kidnapped my daughter.
And I need the heavy guns to help me.
There you go. Circles test. They come to you, or either of you.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily work for me. I'll do it if you all can swing it. But if you all,
I didn't want to make any rolls with it because I'm going to be having to make rolls on a building scene in order to get weapons turned. Because that goes directly at what we're trying to do.
That'd be kind of a neat scene for you, and it might actually for Doug. I'm pointing it here. You can't see me pointing on if you're listening, but it'd be a neat scene for you because it really may develop a side of your character that people don't know about. Maybe you got a thing for kids.
A
good thing for kids. Yeah, not like a dirty sort of peevy kind of thing, pervy kind of thing, but where
Petey a bear.
Yeah.
Glad I missed that one. I mean,
it's not kind of pervy thing. But I'm trying to. Well, we're trying to think. I'm thinking. It might be better for Doug to do that.
Hold on a second, though. The goal of our maneuver is take action. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the take action is against the merchants by taking the rock back.
Uh huh.
How does my kid do that? How does that fit in?
It should be better that we react to that the next minute. Do you think?
I think it.
Well, here's the thing: is you can fit this in. I mean, where you want to fit it in is up to you, but go forward with your action.
Yeah, see, we just, if you do it, if you do that, see, that may give us more information, though, where we can start finding out about the Veil and Menace. If we start figuring, we might lose you in the maneuver role, because depending on how we work you in, because you could still be brought into a scene and help out. We just have to bring you into a scene to get you into the maneuver role. But you could still use your scene to alert us to the Veil and Menace.
And for that matter, it might, I mean, just thinking out loud now, it might, just to bring you into this, what Jeff is saying is that it might be one of your roles or missions to constantly look for future soldiers. Now, how is that done? Is that done at that age? Is it done at 15, 16? Is it done at 12? I mean, obviously, when do military academies start? I guess they probably start at 7 or 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah,
Cub Scouts.
Yeah.
Paramilitary organization.
And maybe you have that paramilitary organization.
Or you've got kids, or there are kids who are parents who are missing their child who have been abducted.
Right. And maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on where this nursery is. How is this nursery affiliated with everything?
This nursery, and I said something about that, is that it was up to Lawson to sit there and say that as part of his outreach, is trying to take over the prime
corp. I remember that now. Okay.
His prime corp is that he wanted to start daycare centers and centers to have children, I don't know, learn and, I don't know, the whole it takes a village type thing. You know, have them all in one spot.
So when Eloise comes up missing...
So this child care center is not an orphanage, it is daycare.
Well, it may be, but I mean, how do you want it to be? Is my thing is that let's sit there and say maybe you have a soft spot in your heart for orphans, and
maybe you and your sister are orphans.
No, they're royal born.
adopted into a royal family.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, what you
not by blood, which yeah. means, which is why you're trying to prove yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you sit there and think, well, okay, I know that there's all these orphans, and I want to make sure that, hey, this guy is one to have kind of a pseudo-orphanage slash daycare type thing, and I want to make sure that these kids are taken care of because I can go around to all the other systems and find kids and keep putting them in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Maybe you want to work with them because you think it's a good thing. Who knows? And we'd be, you know, the only thing is that we're not really comfortable having current children. Nothing against them. It's just that
they're not physiology and
species. You know,
and they're twice the size.
We don't have Miracle Grow.
Luckily, they're in pots.
They shatter. All right.
No need to make fun of the cone.
Every spring, the pollen is like.
For every drop of rain, a cone grows.
It's not easy being green.
Okay, so, but anyway, I'm just sort of, you got a valid point about the smuggling. But if you don't have something planned, or you're not thinking, you don't know what to do, this would be a perfect thing to do.
Yeah.
That furthers both, that gets us, furthers the story, furthers the plot, furthers the agenda. Hell, maybe Eloise is the daughter of one of your peeps. I don't know. It's
travel.
Of course. But we have to ask? We don't have to ask?
No.
All right, I'll be over to Castle.
Raiding your fridge. I'm in your fridge, drinking your beer.
Have all the
brought to you by Samuel Adams. Store
wheat. Wheat ale brewed with. It's got a nice light flavor.
Sounds say like Kroger, too.
Yeah. So, anyway, just something to think about. Does somebody else have anything they want to do?
I mean, we can go ahead and mark up.
You start saying white halls and stuff, and I'm thinking, oh, there's going to be blood ladder.
Bloody footprints.
Oh, she's going down the hallway, yeah. And her feet, she's leaving a track. I'm thinking, oh, man, oh.
That's where I thought he was going to.
No, what I kept perceiving was kind of like in The Shining when he's going down the halls and it's just the halls and all of a sudden he turns the corner and there's the creepy girl sitting down there at the end.
Kind of
and I was thinking that she's all by herself because she can do anything she wants.
She's got equivalent of a
big wheel.
Burning Empire's big
wheel. Big wheel, yeah.
She's Stewie.
Yeah.
Tommy doesn't live here and he misses Torrance.
I can
see. So
you got one?
Well, you want to look for this law? Have Box research this law.
Sure, yeah.
Check that out. Because I'm gonna need some help building. I've got a ton of different skills. And at what point can you use?
And I can help you. I mean, I can jump in and help you.
What can I use character traits? What are they good for?
Depends upon what you have. Character traits can just it's flavoring the character.
Right.
All right. So you can use that however you want to, in color scene and how you deal with people and. You know, I'm creepy because it says I'm creepy.
Well, but you also have call-on traits and die traits. Die traits give you bonuses and call-ons give you. You know, other traits, they're good. You get a benefit out of them when a trait works against you to advance the story.
Now, see, my thing is that I'm for her, I'm really going to focus on the fact that bizarre is a trait. I mean, I like that. It's just fun. But, you know, that's not one to work against. But the one in here, bizarre and disturbing are the two that she has. But in here, she also has one matronly and beautiful and cosmopolitan because she was essentially the Valen equivalent of a geisha girl. All right?
That's messed up.
I know.
You're shit. I don't feel comfortable playing this game anymore.
I feel dirty.
Okay.
I feel dirty.
Let's break out the Catan.
Yeah. Okay. I want to play Savage Worlds again. Please come play Savage Worlds.
So I have...
I want an egg. Just give me an egg to hindrance. Don't make me kill more children.
Okay, nobody so I'm looking for a law. And I need... I can pay for help. I can maybe go to a philosopher's guild.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if you want to bring in tech, like you want to bring in sort of a computer to help you research the law, you do a color scene where, you know, he's up late at night researching on his computer. And then when you want to bring, like I did with my psychology computer back, the psych one or whatever. You want to do that for your legal research. Otherwise, it's going to be what we did, what Todd just said.
Do a circle sprint.
Where you circles and you bring somebody in. But then you might have to rely on their skills to do... to do the legal research. I mean, is there if you're looking for a current lawyer?
I am studying the law.
Then you have to bring them in to do that. I mean, it just depends on how you want to go about doing it. I mean, what skills do you have? I mean, you kind of, you might want to tailor to your skills,
yeah,
but
that's the first thing you want to do.
Well, no, I mean, you don't want to munchkin it, but
well, look at what you want. What do you want? You want to see that there's a law that's going to be on your side.
Yeah, that's the merchants have a specific law that relates to the ownership of
workers' rights.
Well, ores' rights or workers' rights on planets, and you want to build from that. Government wise.
That's
perfect. That would be a fork, but the main skill would be like either bureaucracy or
well, yeah, you say if there's an established government, boom, and I mean, and then you could fork government wise, or you can make it two separate roles, but government wise is only two. Conflict wise, not really. Human wise, bureaucracy.
You can use bureaucracy.
Yeah, your paper. But your law exponent, God, your law is horrible. It's not horrible too.
You know,
which is low
philosophy and instruction. What he's
well, I mean, you could fork in philosophy, but it doesn't make it. I mean, you could fork in whatever you want. You say, and philosophically speaking, it's
well. Try this.
The philosophy is, you know, that sovereign races, races deserve to be sovereign when
they're.
Yeah,
think about it. That you're trying to. What you want
I still
is the
think
law,
it's a law.
Right?
Yeah, I still think it's the law. That's going to be the ultimate role.
What you want is the law, but let's say you start off using philosophy because you want to have, I don't know, come up with some edict or some sort of philosophy that will unite the people.
So you think you use philosophy as the primary skill and then fork in?
Well, here's my thing for your first role, is that you're doing research on something that will unite the people, let's say, all right, whether that's a speech, whether that's a unifying theory, anything like that. Let's say that. And in your research, you run across examples of this law in the past. You see what I mean? And then because you have that, you can use that to go towards something else and build on that.
And if you're doing the scene, since we're connected, I can give you a skill. I can give you skill. I mean, I can actually pass one of my skills to you. And one of those skills, I believe,
is young girl in the city one.
Research. Oh. I could give you a researcher for.
I thought it was young girl in the city one.
Well,
I'm
going to
open
first.
That right now. Actually, I want young Kern in the city one.
Can you imagine them popping plants?
Can I open
my hothouse rose?
Let me do my pillow talk.
Woman, fresh girl off the bus wise.
I want to open up plant-based lubricant wise.
Oh, that went to a bad place.
Corn oil.
Oh.
Vegetable oil. Vegetable oil. Olive oil.
Olive oil.
She's getting nice too.
Oh, Popeye.
Seems I can bring in anybody I want for help.
Giggity, giggity.
Sure. I guess I would just bring in Jeff or Frost.
Hey, baby, I'm there anyway.
So you can give me the research.
He's always there.
The research skill.
I can give you a research skill. I mean, if you want to do link tests, figure out what you want to do.
Here's
what
you do.
What's your ultimate goal? Let's back up from.
All right. What I'm saying is do philosophy first. Bring him in. All right. I guess you would have to bring.
Well, but the philosophy doesn't.
No, but what I'm saying is that if he can get philosophy and realize what it is that he wants, because he runs across it, and then he says, "Okay, I've passed this test. Now I want to research it." Uses your research already has a plus one from the philosophy.
So philosophically
role.
Speaking, of racist deserve.
Yeah,
blah.
Yeah. Here's the basis for.
Well,
it.
What is philosophy? What kind of tests are there under philosophy?
Well, let's look.
I'm looking. I'm opening the book. Go to the book.
Professor. You know, you can do that if you want. I'm still going to cut him.
What?
You're talking about going. I'm going to the book.
For
I'm
student
going
discussion
to
wisdom
the
wisdom centering on the role of man in the great cycle. Often it is at odds with law and doctrine. In a war of ideas, philosophy can use for the flak and pin maneuvers in the infection mechanic. All right.
Okay. So.
But even if it's at odds with law, you know, the odds that it has with law are the fact that, you know, people...
I think you can kind of gamble.
Yeah,
law case.
Yeah.
You would hope.
Because I think Vox would probably, like Todd
I mean,
said,
John Locke had something to do with law, didn't he?
Who?
He was a philosopher.
The guy from Lost?
Yes.
I mean, I think Vox would start with a philosophical idea, something about workers.
He's going to go sit and think.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I have a character trait of deep thinker.
Ooh, what's that do for you?
It's a character trait. I don't know if any of them.
It's a character trait.
They don't do anything.
Deep thinker does deep thinker.
Well, the fact that I've talked to him about it, said, look, this is what we need to do. And he says, yes, I must ruminate on this. But how does that trait screw him as building scene? I mean, what I'm saying is, if you want to get something out of it, how does being a deep thinker screw you in so that you get something out of it later, like a persona thing? You see what I'm saying?
It's not easy being green if you're going to screw me. Maybe I have a hard time getting into the law library.
No, I mean,
think of it from...
I'm just
from the ideological standpoint of it. Not, I can't get anywhere because I'm green.
It is at odds with law and doctrine. Often is at odds.
Yeah.
True traits.
Do you find that to be true?
Philosophy is often at odds. The law is a ass. Learned hands.
Could be
who?
Learned hands.
Justice.
Please don't correct me. I don't care.
I can look it up.
I'm gonna googly moogly it. What are we on?
I'm trying to craft this building scene.
See the latest Dork Tower cartoon?
Oh, it comes from Charles Dickens' Oliver Twist.
How appropriate.
Mr. Bumble.
They just talk. It's all they do. Crazy and wiggly. I'm okay with it.
So, while you're thinking, my son calls me to be white.
Is this off the record?
I don't know if you got kids. So I go in and we take care of business, and he says, I want an eternal light, see how poop is.
Yeah.
So he goes,
just like daddy.
So I go, sure, what do I care? Go turn on the light. He goes, I turned on the light. He comes back over and looks at me. Puts his hand up like high five. and he says, way big.
For those of you who don't know.
And he's nodding his head. I mean, it was sort of like he's nodding his head and his hands up like big poop five. Way big, baby.
For those of you who don't know, Jeff's son is 22 years old.
Wiping a huge thing.
Okay.
So not wiping is a big thing.
So where are we, Joe? It's 9:45.
I mean, I've got an idea on the philosophy role. I mean, Vox thinks, you know, to himself. Philosophy, he thinks, why do we work? Why do my people work? We work for ownership. Ownership of what? More work?
Yeah, he needs to.
Vox?
No, I'm just saying, just make the role. Just make the legal.
So
role.
He wants to use philosophy. I got to start with them.
You can use philosophy as a fork into it. You use fork, philosophy and something else.
Why do I want to use a fork on something that I actually have a fork at? That's like my highest rated skill.
Well, here's the thing. What's the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal is to find the law.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the best you get out of it? A plus one. Die. If you fork it in, you get what? Die. And if you fork it in, that still leaves open two more roles in your building.
Right.
So if you don't do the linked test, you still have more. Roles.
So what are you saying?
What I'm saying is, just make. I think a linked test is, unless you want to get the test for being philosophical, which is fine because that's your character.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Well, I mean, if your character's philosophical and you want to play him being philosophical, cool. That all makes sense. If you want to just say, I'm going to fork in philosophy as a more mechanical way, you do research or you do law, you fork in the two. I can help you with research. Excuse me. And then you've still got two more roles in your building.
Well, then why don't we just start with research and let me research law first?
Or you just come up with the law and I'll assist you with research.
Yeah. And you don't.
Or I give you the skill research. But if I give you the skill research, it gives you a four. You can only fork in. You can fork in law and something else. So you get a four, you get a six, as opposed to start with a two, a five. So if
Let's
I give
do
you,
that.
Okay,
let's do that.
I'll give you research. You fork in law, merchant law, and something else.
Right? Okay, there's
philosophy's one.
There's the four for your research. I'll fork in merchant law.
And I don't know if you get a plus one from me or not. Let me check. In addition to because for the connection,
merchant law and government wise.
Give me 1 second. Government-wise, that's good. That's good. Merchant law and government-wise, all right? Give me 1 second here. 5, 7, 6. Perfect. The connection die. We are.
He gains a plus one D advantage reading character. Sorry, it's before.
So if I make a circles roll to bring in somebody with a skill so they can use a skill in a building scene, when they use that skill, where does the test, how does the test count? If they're using a skill I don't have.
It's not.
You don't.
Skill.
You don't get it.
Yeah, you don't get a test for that skill.
No, I'm talking to you. You don't get a bonus die from me because it's not a...
Right.
It's still a test.
It's not a...
And you're building towards something.
It's not a persuasion command. It's usually for Duel of Wits. You get a bonus die from me in Duel of Wits by having to... You only get the die from me here. Is this...
That's true.
Okay, so I'm giving you... Oh, yeah. So you get four dice from me, and then you fork it. Okay, so what's the...
Why are you in the back of it?
Because I can give him four dice and a skill. That's okay. I just... Okay, so what's the obstacle, and what happens on the failure?
You're doing research, right?
Mm-hmm. He wants to find essentially an adverse law, an adverse possession law. Oh,
I want to name the law.
Here's the law.
I don't know that I can help you if I'm giving you the skill.
That's what I said. You probably.
I was gonna say
you're already giving me full of the research.
No, but if I have another skill, I'm able to help you with my skill.
I believe that if you fail, you find the law, but it specifically only affects merchant. We're not in the Daratana.
Karzon.
We're in the Karzon. It only affects Karzon League. Oh, no. Here's better. It only affects Daracon. It's a Daracon law and a Daracon precept.
Nice.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. It has no basis, and matter of fact, has been struck down in the Karzon League.
Okay.
How do you like that one?
I do.
That
helped me a lot. Transferring a skill. Transference lasts for one scene.
One scene?
Oh, I can't. If a social skill is transferred, the connection die may not be used, but the connection die is only used, can only be used for social. Yeah, he doesn't have an image die. But I think I can also help. I think I can help, right?
I don't see why you wouldn't.
Well, because I give him a skill. I give him a skill of research, but I can also, I can help with a skill. Can you help with one skill and one fork or one field of knowledge, or can you just help with one? Oh, you can only help with
one.
Okay, how about, and you get the test for using research. I don't get it.
But he doesn't have research. How does he get a test?
Because I'm giving him research. He gets research at
but
my...
how can he record it on a sheet? He doesn't have research.
He doesn't.
It's only recorded.
No, I can tell you. I'll read it to you. But he tests it at... my skill
his level.
At my level.
As opposed to opening
so,
it.
And, yeah, I mean, he gets the test, and he still needs to get, I try so many of them for that, open. I guess.
So it counts,
I'm going to use bureaucracy.
It only counts,
it counts
when
as
he
a test.
It
counts as a test towards opening the skill.
Yes, I would, yeah. If he doesn't have it, yes.
But he's using it at your exponent.
Right.
And there's not a double obstacle.
Right. Bureaucracy.
I have bureaucracy.
But you can't. I'm helping you with my because
so
you
I don't,
can't
I'm
do
not
it.
Even really getting a test for this.
No, you are. You're opening up.
You're research. Opening the skill, but you're not going to get the test per se. That the standard research.
Okay.
Okay. Bureaucracy. But see, I don't get the research. You get it to open it up and not double. Excuse me. Helping. Helping.
And it opens it.
Psychologist more like bard.
Will, I think, research is perception based. Is that what you're giving him research?
I'm giving him research as a skill.
It's perception based, so what's your perception?
Three. So you need nine tests over.
Seven.
Ten minus three.
Seven. Yeah. Okay, so bureaucracy test helping with. Okay, so what's the obstacle?
I'm going to say it's a.
It's a four or five, right?
I'm going to say it's a four. I don't say anything is in more than.
Really?
Yeah.
So I,
no, I mean, we're not talking as
three on a four.
Stuff.
That's nice. Three on a four. I think I've already recorded all these.
Killboy.
Okay, what I'm looking for is the. Can I name the law?
Sure.
If you find it.
All right. Here it is.
Three on a four is a difficult.
It's on the second page of your character sheet. Use this.
It's challenging. Anything
three
above
on a four
exponent.
Is a challenging.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything above your exponent is challenging.
Here we go.
Roll
here
it out.
Go.
Come on, baby.
One,
four.
Two, three, four, five. Absolutely.
Okay. So in my research, Vox has discovered the law of population expanse and ownership in industrialized colonies.
Otherwise known as the Freedom Act.
Pip's Law.
Eloise's
So what does research open as? Or I just count the tests until I hit seven.
You do.
Law of diminishing currents?
Law of diminishing recurrence?
Okay, so he has found a law that supports the concept that the Kern are entitled to some kind of sovereign.
Nice.
Yeah. If they, basically I think the law would state, if the majority of your population is nothing but workers, then like you said, the workers become the population and can own land.
But they need to establish a government? Or?
Yeah, they have to have some sort of representation in the governing. Yeah,
they have to have a law. Well, they have to have an established government.
And what better way to establish a representative that had number one Kern, which I spent money or spent points on that reputation. Maybe that is helping me not just be their labor representative, maybe I actually have a play in their government. In their representative.
Well, maybe we've got a de facto government.
The union.
The union is a de facto government.
It could be seen as a de facto government. There's no question about that.
All I need to do is vote. Okay, now you still, you're probably going to stop there.
Yeah.
But I have two more roles if I want to.
Well, you still have, technically you have two more roles in a building sense. Now, maybe we have to think about this for the future. What do we want to do with this information? Where do we want to go with it?
Yeah, once you think about that, we'll pick that up on.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
I mean, you don't have to use every role.
I got some ideas. Specifically with you and Walson. Maybe I spend some roles wrapping it up in a nice presentation to convince him. Hopefully we can big duels with Walson.
Oh, we need a conflict scene. I don't think we'll have a big duel with Walson.
I don't think we should.
Because, we might. But if we go in there saying, look, this is the way you can take this place, but I don't think I can go with you, Joe.
Okay.
I don't think I can go with Vox to talk to Lawson because I don't want to jeopardize my appearance solidarity with Nicholas.
I know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll go with you, but I'll only be there in spirit. Okay. I'll be there in your head.
Those who did not see that, they were all pointing at their heads. Oh, that you did say you wanted to take it to Lawson yourself.
I'm convinced
to challenge Nick's authority.
Well, I may do it. I may still do that. But if I can avoid an outright confrontation with Nicholas, then I will. I would just assume that keep my guys quiet.
Cool. All right. Good start to the maneuver. See everybody next week.
Night.
You've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Burning Empires is copyright 2006 Luke Crane. Burning Wheel and Burning Empires are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Iron Empires is a trademark of Chris Miller. Thanks for listening.